You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has appointed a former deputy defense minister as Russia's new ambassador to the United States amid mounting tensions between Moscow and Washington. Stefan Voss reports that the announcement came while the U.S. embassy in Russia suspended issuing non-immigrant visas to Russian citizens.
The Kremlin said Monday that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided that Russia's new ambassador to the United States will be Anatoly Antonov. He is a deputy foreign minister and former deputy defense minister and seen as a hardliner towards the U.S. Antonov replaces Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, whose tenure ended in July. The outgoing ambassador played a prominent role in the controversy over Russia's possible involvement and interference in last year's U.S. presidential election. Antonov arrives in the United States amid ongoing diplomatic tensions over these and other issues between the two nuclear powers. On Monday, the U.S. embassy in Russia said it would suspend providing non-immigrant visas for 8 days from Wednesday in response to a Russian decision to cap embassy staff. It said it would resume issuing visas in Moscow on September 1st, but maintained the suspension at consulates in St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg and Vladivostok indefinitely. That step could affect hundreds of thousands of Russian tourists. The embassy made the decision after Russia ordered the U.S. to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, or by two-thirds. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told a news conference the U.S. decision to cut visa operations aims to make Russians feel discontent with their own government. Lavrov says the American authors of these decisions have come up with another attempt to stir up discontent among Russian citizens about the actions of the Russian authorities. It's a well-known logic, and this is the logic of those who organize color revolutions. Asked about a possible Russian reaction, Lavrov said Russia would study the embassy's announcement. But he added that, in his words, unlike the U.S. government, Russia is not going to take it out on U.S. citizens. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.